I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Recent articles have reported that the Islamic State is shrinking and its revenues on the decline. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says that across the world, ISIS isn't being perceived as scary as it once was. It's a glimmer of hope, but there's still a long way to go because violence is still rampant, especially against Christians. And recently, ISIS ramped up their attacks on Christians in northern Egypt. So would you keep these believers in your prayers? And SOAR International's annual Baskets of Hope project was born from a tragic terrorist attack in Russia 13 years ago. Today, it continues to bring a message of healing and hope to children in Russia. The baskets contain a gift for orphaned or needy children, plus toys, snacks, necessities, and a Bible. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says it's a chance for you to make an eternal impact this Easter. If you want to sponsor a basket or a Bible, go to missionnews.org to get started. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.